The unfairness is all the more galling because of the fierce competition for jobs. This year, there were 36 applicants for every job, up from 32 2 years ago. Youth unemployment reached a record 12% earlier this year. Frustrated young people are starting to speak out. The activists of a group called Hidden Bag run a small yearly campaign to reject university entrance, trying to persuade people to boycott the whole process. At a recent film festival in Seoul, Hidden Bag provided healing kits for young people wishing to challenge never-ending competition and education-based limits. Colourful sweets packaged to look like medicine were handed out to students to encourage them to take a stand. Some were labelled courage, others strength. By spurning the rat race, they hoped to raise fundamental questions about prevailing values. Fewer than 70% of school leavers went on to university last year, the lowest level in almost 20 years. Moon Jae-in, the president since May, has pledged that under his administration, the thickness of a parent's purse will not determine their children's prospects. This week, an MP from his party introduced legislation to extend the blind hiring process used in the civil service, whereby applicants are judged only on standardised exams, not on their academic record, to state-owned firms as well. The bill's author is also proposing an amendment based on another oddity of Ms. Jung's admission. She scored badly in her written exam, but was given full marks for the interview. The amendment would require all university interviews to be recorded or minuted for transparency. Blame Ms. Jung's parents.